Hey guys, my Bible story book. Hey, grandma's Bible story book again, again, always.
Joshua builds the altar of God's law. Deuteronomy chapter 27 and 28, and Joshua chapter 8. After the victory at Ai, Joshua led the Israelites farther north to Mount Ebal. They stopped at a place where Abraham had once built an altar to worship God. Before Moses died, he had commanded Joshua, "When you get to Mount Ebal, you shall set up stones of plaster, them together to make an altar to the Lord. On the stones of the altar, you are to write very clearly all the words of the law. When you are finished, all the people will worship and rejoice together." Now that Joshua had come to Mount Ebal, he did just as he had promised. All the men of Israel, all the women, all the boys and the girls went with Joshua to the place of worship. It was a beautiful valley shaped like a bowl lying between two mountains. Mount Ebal was on the north and Mount Gerizim on the south. As Moses had commanded, six of the tribes stood on the slope of one mountain, and the other six stood on the slope of the opposite mountain. And the valley between was the altar. Here Joshua and the Levites offered sacrifices to God. The priests and the Levites read to all the people all of God's laws that Moses had written in the book. The people remembered the words of the Lord that Moses had told them. They remembered that they had promised to obey these words. As the priests and the Levites read each blessing God had promised, if the Israelites would obey him, the tribes of the slope of Mount Gerizim shouted, "Amen!" And their voices rang out across the valley to the people who stood on the other slope. Then the priests and the Levites read each trouble that would come to the people if they disobeyed God. And the people on Mount Ebal shouted, "Amen!
Amen!"
Their voices echoed through the whole valley. By saying amen to the words of the God's law, that let it be so. What a wonderful meeting it was. After the words of the law were read aloud, they were written on stones of the altar for everyone to read. At evening, the Israelites returned to the camp at Gilgal.